Good morning, all. We get to the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, of reading the Torah. One of the interesting halachos as it pertains to Kriyas HaTorah is that when a person is called up for an aliyah, the route has to be the shortest route possible that the ola takes. So in other words, the person goes up and he should basically rush up to get his aliyah. And then when an individual is coming down from their aliyah, so they should take the most circuitous route to leave. And that's why I think on Shabbos morning, a lot of shuls will have the person who gets the aliyah, they'll go up and they'll shake the rabbi's hand or the president's hand, whatever it is, right after the aliyah, because they want to take the most circuitous route possible. Is that the right word? Circuitous? Yeah. They want to take the longest route possible away from the Torah because they want to demonstrate their reluctancy to remove themselves from the Torah. There is a halacha that a person who is up there both reading the Torah and getting the aliyah, that you are required to stand. And what that means that you're required to stand is that ideally you should not be leaning on anything. This gets a little bit more difficult as people get older and it's a little harder to stand for a longer period of time. But a person should be cognizant and do the best they can to make sure they're standing and not leaning on the bima at all, not on a shulchan at all. And finally, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there is a halacha that if a person needs to leave the shul during the leaning, okay, so you got to do what you got to do, but never to leave during the actual reading itself. In between aliyos is the best time to do it, because if you leave during the aliyah, then it sounds like you're denying the Torah, and therefore we have a custom not to leave during the Kriya. And again, if you have to leave in general while the Torah is out, then to leave between aliyos. With that, we conclude with